We continue our weather watch coverage for you, and we want to go right to Drew Peterson, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Drew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you back, and it seemed like conditions changed mightily for the better overnight.
Yeah, that's correct. So the offshore gradient weakened quite a bit, and that allowed also the onshore push to help and regulate conditions down at Santa Rosa quite a bit. So you probably noticed it's a bit cooler, lighter winds, higher humidity. Yep.
So is it actually overcast this morning? Because it sure feels different. There's much more moisture in the air. And as you said, thank goodness the winds have died down.
Yeah, so you're right on the periphery of that marine layer trying to push in. It isn't quite to the entire city there, but portions of the southwestern and western part of Santa Rosa are definitely over some broken clouds, which is a little more than scattered, not quite overcast.
Okay, well, we'll take that as we can get it. And that is that what caused the humidity change so much better for firefighters?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, with the weakening of the offshore gradient, that allowed less of that hot, dry air to blow in from the northeast and east, and allowed more of that cooler marine air from the southwest and west to move into the vicinity. That said, though, at the higher elevations in the hills where the fire's still burning, we still are seeing those critically low humidities a bit better than they were a few days ago, but, you know, still in that 15 to 30% range overnight, which is pretty low with temperatures in the 70s to 80s.
Yeah.
So they're still dealing with a little bit of the critical conditions up there, but with the winds dying down, that was the major component really driving the aggressive behavior of the fire.
And I think, Drew, as we get to, you know, this very critical point for the glass fire over the course of the next couple of days, wondering about whether there are any wind conditions, significant wind conditions that could affect that one way or the other.
Yeah, so it's still a complicated situation because during the late afternoon, evening, and into the early portion of the night, the onshore flow at that marine layer is kind of dominating.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still seeing a little bit of that north to northeast wind. It's really weak, nothing compared to what we had before, but just a little bit in the extreme northeastern portion of Sonoma and into Napa County. So there's a little wind there.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, perfect conditions, but it's not quite as bad as we have been seeing. You know, we are looking for a little bit more increase of northwest winds as we move into Thursday into Friday. So, you know, there's still going to be some tough times ahead potentially with these winds switching around, but we'll take the northwest winds over the northeast winds anytime. They're much less likely to bring that extreme fire behavior.
Well, that is very good news indeed, Drew, and we take all of that we can. And certainly circumstances from, you know, it's early in the day, it's 6:20 in the morning, but the difference between the air quality at present and the air quality 24 hours ago is just dramatic. Dramatically better, I should say.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, and you'll continue to see those improvements as you get the onshore flow pushing through the area.
Right,
you know, that said, though, we still... Yeah, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. One more question for you.
Yep,
We've still got the warm afternoon temperatures. How long is that going to last?
Yeah, so there's going to be a little bit of a dip today with that increased onshore marine presence. So we're still looking at highs in the upper 80s to low 90s around Santa Rosa today. But that said, we are expecting that high pressure to re-strengthen over the Pacific Northwest. And with that, we'll see temperatures pushing back up into the mid to upper 90s by Wednesday. So more warm and dry conditions ahead, but at least we're not dealing with as much wind.
Yeah, we will take that happily, Drew. Thank you so much for being with us.
No problem. Anytime, Pat.
That's meteorologist Drew Peterson from the National Weather Service.